It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is a wonderful time of the year. It's the Christmas gift for the Griller Show. Listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking a lot of things. Just got off the phone with Anthony Imperato from Henry Feeding Arms, and we're going to bring it back local a little bit and talk about some gifts for the griller that you might be able to find right around here. Not that you couldn't find a Henry Arm, but at Allen Bob's. But what do you want to talk about now, Bob?
It's that time of the year when Christmas music still sounds good.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you haven't watched Christmas Vacation yet.
Right.
Grillers baskets. You know, Shasta was telling us that they have balsamic and oil baskets,
right,
and little gift bags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do for a griller's basket?
Well, there's a, you know, first of all, get to know your griller, and if he's in your family or on your shopping list, you
or
might
she,
right, you might already know them. But I think of things that when I do a basket, I want a few things in it. I don't want a thing in a basket, right? So I tend to lean towards maybe the lesser priced items where you can put four or five of them in there and still be at $100, you know, or something like that.
And so, maybe the basket could be food grade something device so that they can actually use it to haul food back and forth from the grill.
Or a grilling basket.
Instead of just
right, for your vegetables.
Yeah, there you go. Instead right, of just another woven basket that you're going to throw in the basement
right,
and chuck in 10 years.
Right.
Because the spiders get on it.
So the first one that comes to mind for me is I really enjoy making jalapeno poppers, right? They're popular year-round, and you can make them on a baking rack, which is, you know, the little perforated thing that raises up off the cookie sheet, so when they drip, you're catching it. The other way is they actually have jalapeno racks, which the jalapenos set up on end,
mm-hmm,
right? So you can fill them with stuff, wrap them with the bacon, set it in that little rack, and then they don't fall out. The stuff doesn't ooze out when it's cooking. And those little racks, you can find them anywhere online or whatever.
Well,
you know, they're $12, $15,
the cool thing,
something like that.
Grilling supplies and products right now are very often clearanced.
Right.
So you can get them like half off if you're going to Meijer and Home Depot, Walmart, places like that. A lot of this stuff is going to be like whacked on price. So
right,
if you want to get a really cool gift for a guy who likes to grill,
right,
who grills all year long,
right,
now's the time you buy that stuff.
Haven't you been over to somebody's house and they say, hey, Bob, hey, Jop, I want you to grill this, right? You're here, you're the grilling guy. And they hand you a pair of tongs that got that little D on the end or the round metal. And that
doesn't
thing,
even pick up a hot
no,
dog
man,
properly.
You can't. Anything you try to grab, it slips out of there. So another great basket item is a pair of tongs that have like that little, I call it like an oyster shell or a clam shell, the little scallop things on the end, but they're a little sharp, right? And they'll bite into whatever it is that you're trying to grab a hold
well,
of. And
you can actually go to the kitchen department of any department store and get the nice long stainless ones for like $9.99.
Exactly.
And that's all you want. The
right,
ones with a locking end on them.
Right.
And I also get
so they go in a drawer better.
That's right.
You clamp them down, lock that end, and they're in the drawer. They don't take up a
they
ton of room.
They also have those with the Teflon or silicone ends on them.
Right.
So you can use them indoors on some scratch-resistant stuff.
Right, yep. But a great set of tongs is
that
huge.
Don't buy the barbecue tool set that has the big bent tong thing on it because
right,
they're too hard.
Well,
they're,
that and you get carpal tunnel using them,
yeah,
man. The things are so strong, it's like,
and,
right, and they
and
miss,
by,
right?
They
right,
don't even line up
right,
after
exactly,
a couple of uses.
After a while.
Yeah. ThermoPen. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Look to the right side and look for ThermoWorks ThermoPen. There's all sorts of instant read digital thermometers. Instant read's important. Now, Jop, you and I did an event at Allen Bob's. I believe somebody, or no, yep, at the chili cook-off. We did, and somebody, the health inspector brought out this probe.
Right.
And he's like probing. I'm like, dude, I got to shut the door of this smoker. You're letting all my heat out. He's like, well, you're close enough. It's like, he didn't have a ThermoPen.
Right. Well, he said the battery was dead on it. But
yeah
he didn't have one with him.
Three
so Bob and I
read,
each have one. We're like, here.
3 second read.
Right. And he used ours and he was.
Whether you're
was
grilling or smoking, you don't want that thing open long.
Right.
Unless it's 100 degrees out and you're trying to just grill openly in the summer.
Right.
I can tell you, I have a couple ThermoPens. I can tell you what not to do, and that's take the temperature on your turkey and then close the door of the oven and leave the ThermoPen in your turkey.
Didn't fare too
top
well.
Top that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
You really did that.
I really did that last year.
Wow.
In fact, it was Corey's Christmas present that I opened early. Wow. And
you're Maureen. I know.
I got this
are.
For you, honey.
I know. Yeah, I've gotten some really pretty bras that way.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
I burnt up his thermal pen and had to buy him another one.
Right. But in all seriousness, that is if you can get nothing else. Get a quality thermopen digital thermometer that's the number one tool you should have.
Yeah, the MX4 or MK4, whatever
right.
it is.
Yep.
It flips, it lights up, the screen spins around to match the direction you're holding it in, which is a big deal.
Right. Unlike so you don't have to look upside down to see what the temperature is.
Unlike your alarm clock.
Right. Yeah,
so
exactly.
I just bought a new one, and it's that little dot that has the probe where you can set the read on the counter and then probe it in.
Sure. Uh-huh.
They have a bunch of those different
ones.
Right?
Yeah, that's supposed to be a Christmas
Those are like $79 to $99, right?
Those are like 150 or so.
I don't think it was even that much.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not talking about smoke, then. You're talking about something new.
It was. Okay. It's newer. It's like a dot. It's like
Echo
the dot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So another thing that goes in the basket, Bob, is that this is going to sound a little weird, but go to a welding supply store and buy the best welding gloves that you can find. And get them up halfway to your elbow, okay, because you can handle hot dishes. You can handle hot coals if you need to spread your coals around. You put on a pair of good welding gloves. You get right in the fire, hang right onto the hot food.
Depending on what your griller is using, like for a big smoker, big firebox, stuff like that, the last pair I got at, GTW Welding Supply in Ionia.
Right.
These come up to my biceps.
Right.
they're big, and they were kind of pricey. They're like $60-$70, but I'll tell you, not as pricey as a bad burn.
Right. Corey might grow hair on his arms if I got him those.
Yeah, yeah. But I have, and they're going to get dirty. They're going to get sticky. They're going to get gooey. So you need a pair every couple of years. They don't wash really well because they're leather and they're insulated.
Yeah, you don't want to wash.
No, but you can go to the welding supply store for $25. And get a quality pair that won't, you're grabbing something.
Yeah, because the ones they sell in the department stores that they call griller's gloves.
Right.
You might as well just buy some $5 gloves from the
and a jar of salve to work your burns, right? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, those are
sauces
good.
Sauces and
gift.
Spices are another thing.
Huge.
Okay, Garrett's has them.
Sobeys has them.
Sobeys has them.
Old World Olive Company.
You have sauce now?
Not sauces. We have jams, tapenades, all kinds of bacon, savory things. So,
he has a huge line of original Juan barbecue sauce. Right.
Oh,
he has the Blues Brother, what's it called?
Blues Brother, no. Billy Bones stuff he's got as well. And
I'm trying to think of
Cowtown stuff he's got.
Away.
There's a lot of good ones out there, right?
Yeah.
But he's got a huge, 20, 30 feet of barbecue seasonings.
Yes.
Out there.
Garrett's has a bunch too.
Right.
Which Garrett's also has a really nice set of, all sorts of tools and equipment, and not to mention grills.
Right.
I mean, I have bought grills for people for Christmas.
Right.
It might have been just a Weber kettle, but, what a great gift to give somebody, because for $200, you changed their life. They can now grill outside with something really nice instead of using a microwave.
Another one just popped into my head that's really important is that grill brush to keep your grill clean.
Silicone, yeah.
But where I'm going is buy a new one every year. Don't chance the little metal bristles falling out of that and getting into your food.
Oh, you're talking about a grill
brush. Not a basting brush, but the cleaner.
Yeah.
Brush. Get a new one every year.
I would not get a brush.
Right.
Don't do a brush.
Well, what would you use?
They're antiquated. Yeah, it's. I've learned the hard way.
You using the wood paddle now?
No.
He's using a potato.
Not for that. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you can do that.
You can.
Potatoes on you. But no, I've still got those wonderful little stone sponge things that they shipped us.
Right.
And one of those will last you half a year. And they work really nice. They're very inexpensive. I can't think of the name of it. They're made out of crushed glass.
Yeah.
It's like sand. And then, of course, they've got the ones that look like Brillo pad, kind of a woven thing for lots of different appliances now. And, there's all sorts of ways other than a brush.
Yeah. But keeping your grill clean is important, right? And that's another thing. Maybe a little bit higher on the list is Bob brought this time of year, he brought a propane heater. And it screwed on the top of a 20-pound or 15-pound, whatever they are, propane tank. And we just did a gig down at Alan Bob's a couple weeks ago, And that thing was a lifesaver.
It was cold back there.
It was cold, and we were in the wind, but he had a little heater that
it's
screwed right on the top of
Coleman.
Of a propane tank. That's great if you're out smoking
we
and you want to be outside.
We both have these little Mr. Heaters, and they're nothing.
Right.
They're a joke.
Right.
If you're standing right in front of it, you can put your hands right on it.
Yeah, warm your hands. Yeah.
But this thing was cranking out the heat. So, but anyway.
Crank out a show, John.
Right. Coming up next, we've got a few more tidbits for the gift the griller on your gift list, rather. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.